You are listening to a UNC Kidney Center podcast. This is Dr. Randy Detweiler. I'm a transplant nephrologist at the Kidney Center, and I'm medical director of the UNC Kidney Transplant Program. Today, I am talking with two former UNC patients, Carmen and Marisa, who came here for a kidney transplant back in 1991. They are both here to share their experience with transplant with us. Carmen is our patient who received a kidney transplant. Welcome, Carmen.
Hello.
And Marisa is her sister who donated her kidney to Carmen. Welcome, Marisa.
Hello.
Carmen, when you found out that you had a kidney disease and needed a kidney transplant, what were some of the things that went through your mind at that point?
Actually, Dr. Detweiler, I hadn't really thought much about it. When my doctor finally told me that I needed to have it, I thought I was feeling quite well. And when I went to the clinics and saw everyone else, I thought, those people are sick. So I got there, and he said I needed this transplant, but I didn't feel like I needed it. But my gosh, after I had it, I guess I really did.
How did you decide, Marisa, that you were going to donate a kidney to your sister?
Well, I guess that I'd known that Carmen hadn't been feeling well for a while. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was sort of surprised that she was as far along with her kidney disease because she was playing so much tennis and doing really well. So it sort of came initially as a surprise to me. But when she called me on the phone and asked me to think about it, I don't think it took me too long to think about it. I knew that I needed to help her. I knew enough about some things in biology that the kidney transplant was going to be her best choice. And I really put a lot of my faith and trust in really the medical community in knowing that they were going to help me make that decision.
Okay. So for both of you, what was the transplant process like for you?
Oh, my gosh. It was excellent. From the time that I came to Chapel Hill until I was finished when I moved to Virginia, it couldn't have been any better. They walked me through everything. Everyone was very helpful. I can't say, there's really nothing I can say that other than it was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had. I woke up from my transplant feeling like I was 18 years old again.
And after you had the transplant, you say you felt 18 years old again. Did you at that point realize that maybe you weren't feeling as good as you thought you were prior to the transplant?
Oh, absolutely. There was a great difference. When I woke up from the transplant, I immediately knew that I have never felt, it was 13 years that I'd gone through this. I've never felt so good as that day I woke up and said, oh my gosh, this is how it's supposed to feel.
Mm-hmm. And since you've had your transplant, have you continued to feel well, or have things reverted back to the way you felt before?
No, actually, I'm quite well. I played a lot of tennis. I've traveled. After my transplant, we were stationed in Rome and made the trips there. We were there for 9 months. I was taken care of in Naples, came back, still playing a lot of tennis, still doing all the things that I've always wanted to do. And I don't think it has slowed me down one bit.
Okay. And Marisa, what was the transplant process like for you?
Well, I think that what was sort of amazing to me were all the steps that were taken to ensure not just the transition for me, you know, to think about giving the kidney, but they thought about me from the physical self. You know, they took care of my emotional needs. They talked to me about financial things. It was a full comprehensive situation and process for me. So I really kind of got lost in all of the details and kind of went through all the things and the steps and really found in many ways that every question I had was answered. If I wasn't sure about something, there was always somebody there that I could call or to talk to and say, well, how about this? Well, how will it impact perhaps the likelihood down the road of my having a child? And all of my questions were answered quickly. I felt in lots of ways that people were really looking out for my complete well-being. So the process itself was, I thought, pretty simple. But then again, I was also handling it from a distance since I was still living in Ohio. So there were some challenges for me because that meant I did need to travel. I needed to be able to come to the center, handle a lot of different medical tests. I think that what was always going through the back of my mind wasn't really the test I had to take, but whether or not I was going to be able to pass the test. You know, there was this test, there was a psychiatric test. I was really worried about that one. And so all that time, there was that kind of that looming sense of, well, what would happen if I wasn't able to donate? Mm-hmm. And I think in the entire process, that was probably the only thing that sat in the back of my mind for a long time.
And how long after your donation did you feel like you got back to your baseline state of health, or did you get all the way back to your baseline state?
Yeah, I would say probably the first 2 or 3 months I had the most difficult time because I, you know, needed to deal with a change in my body. I'd been very athletic up to that point. And so then, of course, having, you know, that incision and the changes in my body, I needed to get my strength back. I needed to be able to move. I was suffering from some fatigue for the first couple of months. Mm-hmm. And then I would say it was probably within the first 6 months, I probably started to feel pretty much like my old self and have continued to do all the things. I still play tennis like my sister and really don't feel any different.
Okay. So you've both had a positive end result with this experience, it sounds
like.
Yes,
we have. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you ever think about how things might have worked out differently without the transplant?
Well, I wouldn't be sitting here today. I wouldn't have gone overseas. I wouldn't have traveled all through Europe with my husband. I probably wouldn't have been able to enjoy my grandchildren. I think anyone contemplating this will be very happy with the results. It is, you can't imagine how well you feel after a transplant. And the fact that I won't say it was simple, but it also was not a difficult process to do, mm-hmm. even the surgery.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I oftentimes, because I didn't realize how sick she was, and when she said to me, just even 2 days after the transplant, how good she felt, I realized, you know, wow, what had happened, what could have happened, you know, had this not unfolded. And, you know, knowing what I knew about kidney transplant, I knew that her next option would have been dialysis. And knowing my sister, who is always in the car, going somewhere, doing something. She loves to travel. You know, I knew that if she had to go to dialysis, that this would really change the quality of her life so much. And that, you know, she probably wouldn't have had the freedom that she would have had to do all the things she liked to do. So I see the transplant as really kind of freeing her to do all the things she loves to do.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
What would you, Carmen, say to someone who's waiting for a kidney transplant?
Well, from my own experience, I don't know, we were laughing about this earlier, whether I was in denial or not, because I thought I felt quite good. And in reality, I did not. So I would tell people that are waiting for their transplant is to go in right away and have your doctor take a look at you and not wait so long that you will end up having dialysis. I think they need, as my doctor told me in Wilmington, you need to catch this just where you're still okay, you're still feeling well, but not sick, and where you're going to do, you know, have to do dialysis, which makes it even harder.
Marisa, what would you tell someone who's thinking about donating one of their kidneys about being a kidney donor?
Well, I think that education, knowing about what's going to happen, is probably one of the first steps. I think a person needs to educate themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the one aspect of education that really helped me was to talk to other people who had gone through this experience. So things like this podcast, you know, hearing about it from patients who've gone through it, I think is very helpful. And I also think, too, is people need to sort of realize that for each individual, it is very unique. I know that I had mine done 17 years ago, so some things were a little different than they are now. And if anything, the progress they've made in these 17 years has made being a donor incredibly easy. I think it is a simpler process for them. Just walking around here in the kidney center, realizing that it's kind of like one stop. You can kind of go in and see all your doctors, get most of your testing done quickly. I say to the people who are thinking about being a donor, I think they really should give it some serious thought and recognize what they're doing is going to have an incredible impact in another person's life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So for both of you, either one of you can answer first. How would you say that this transplant process has changed your life?
Well, from my perspective as a donor, I think that I took a lot of things for granted. You know, you know, you're healthy, you do things, you exercise, you enjoy your life, you know, go to school, work. And I think that going through this donor process sort of made me realize that there was lots of stuff that I really wasn't aware of. I am now more aware of things that are going on in the kidney world than I had ever thought I'd ever know. I'm paying attention to, you know, new research. I actually sometimes, you know, check to see things that are going on with, you know, kidney research. I think that I want to be more proactive in talking to people about my experience. I take opportunities now to discuss things with my students, since I teach, you know, a lot of freshmen and sophomore in college, to try to get their education out there to say, you know, you probably need to know more about your kidneys and how they function. And I'm kind of on a mission now, and I think that's changed me quite a bit.
Oh, I agree with my sister. I've done the same thing. I want to talk to people about my kidney transplant because it went so well and I feel great. And we have been able to share our experience with someone else, a mother of one of our friends, where my sister could speak to the brother who was donating the kidney, and where the sister could see that how I looked after my kidney transplant. And it's not like a mission in your life, but you want everyone to know, look what you can do. Look, when somebody gives you a kidney and you receive it, look what happens to you, how it transforms you as a person. You're fit, you're able to do things, you can share things with other people. And I think that's what it's done for me.
Well, I'm so pleased that you've had a good outcome, Carmen, and we thank you, Marisa, for what you did for your sister, and I'm sure she thanks you as well.
Thank you, sis.
No problem.
Thank you for sharing your story with us today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, and on behalf of my sister and my Aunt Shirley, I wish UNC Transplant Department continued success in the future, because they're doing great things
here. Yes, they sure are. Thank you.
Thank you.